Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whenever you're listening. I just wanted to take a second to, you know, we're doing like a, this will be like a little bit off topic from what we normally talk about, what we normally deal with on the Mad Bomber Racing Podcast. I guess it's just like relevant, it's all relative, right, to what, to the goal that we want to accomplish. And today I was reading my notes, and I was trying to just figure out what I wanted to discuss and how I wanted to approach this one. But this is something that is pretty relevant and relative to the time, to what's going on in the world as far as just everyday life of everyday regular people, right? The people who know me, they know, like, I watch YouTube, and I don't usually listen to other people's podcasts, like, and it's no disrespect to anybody else or to anybody, any creator in general, but it's like, I don't really listen to podcasts that often. I'll listen to, like, audiobooks and whatnot, but because I have my own and I want to go my own direction, I don't usually listen to other people's stuff like that. And the main reason I don't do that is because I don't want to be influenced by somebody else's style, in a sense, right? Like, I don't want to listen to somebody else's podcast and, like, talk about the same things they talk about. Or, you know, not necessarily talk about the same topics, but, like, have, like, the same style and, you know what I'm saying, delivery. Like, I don't want to copy and paste like somebody else's podcast. And so for that reason, I don't listen to other people's podcasts that often. But today I came across this video. It's 100 Thieves video. They had Ninja on it. And those who know me know I'm not like the biggest fan of Ninja. I wasn't the biggest fan of Fortnite, and I hadn't been following him for a while. I saw Ninja. I got caught up on the Ninja train, the hype train passed me by when I found out, you know what I'm saying, like everybody else did when he got popular with Fortnite and things like that, right? As a gamer, like, I'm not really a big fan of Fortnite. I played a little bit here and there. It just wasn't a game for me. But I thought it was cool that, you know what I'm saying, he was able to bring that attention to that space. And, you know what I'm saying, he's basically known as the Fortnite guy, right? Which is cool. But I'm not here to be, like, hypercritical of his stream or of him. It was just one thing that, like, he mentioned, it just made a lot of sense in a way. And it's very relative to the car scene as well. And it's kind of a cliche in a way too, but it's kind of real. Well, it's not kind of real, it is real. It's like, and what he said was, it was basically, he was saying, like, money can't buy happiness, right? So, and not so many words, it was like, after he made all of that money with the mixer move and things like that, it's like he still had to, at the end of the day, live with himself, right? So he still had to be, you know what I'm saying, himself. And, like, just, and the way he explained it just made a lot of sense, right? You can watch the 100 Thieves podcast, and it made a lot of sense. But I likened it to, if you give somebody $30 million today, right, and they take care of all of their basic needs, they pay off their debts, buy themselves a house, or pay off their house and their cars and things like that, it's like they have to live with themselves after that, right? And it's like you have to have a purpose in life to be able to be successful in life after that point. Because everybody always says, you know, I'd rather be a sad millionaire than, you know what I'm saying, broke and happy, right? But I think, like, that's relative, because if you look on, like, I think a lot of our things are so driven by social media, especially in the car community in general. A lot of our things are driven so heavily by social media and what we see on Instagram and you know what I'm saying, how we see the highlight reels. And it's just, it's easy for people to say, I would rather be a sad millionaire, I'd rather cry and wipe my tears with $100 bill than to be broke. But I think it's a little bit more than that. And the way I think about it is this: if I were to get $30 million, what would I do? You know, what would my purpose be? And if my purpose, if your purpose is to go to work, to pay your bills, to then support your family and send your kids to college, and, you know, you do a little bit of, you know, you build on the side, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be, then it's like, once all of those basic needs are taken care of, what do you have after that? Who are you after that? And I think, like, a lot of us, we need to understand that our purpose isn't working a job to then pay bills and then to continue that cycle. I'm not here to be like a fake guru and be like, oh, you just have to work hard and you can become a boss and all that kind of stuff. Like, no, I think we all have something that, like, we're good at, and we all have something that, you know, we want to, you know, we want to express ourselves in a certain way. And that is and some of it might be through cars, and some of it might be through art, or, you know, somebody might be working the job that's, you know what I'm saying, that's their purpose, and they might be really good at it and be happy. But I know, like, in the current climate, we have a lot of people who think that things should just be handed to them, and if they had the money, then they would be happy. And I don't believe that that's the case. I don't believe that if you had all the money, you would be happy. Like, you can't see. I think a lot of it comes from, like, the young people in our community. They sit back and they were like, oh, well, I don't want to work. I want Chick-fil-A to pay me $20 an hour to, you know what I'm saying, to make chicken patties and stuff like that. And it's like, yo, like, that's not the case. Like, I don't believe that that is your purpose in life. I don't believe that your purpose is to work at Chick-fil-A and, you know, make money like that. I don't believe that Chick-fil-A should pay you that much money, but that's, you know what I'm saying, that's another topic for another day. I think that, my example, right? So I work in IT, for those who don't know, and I've always been a car guy ever since I was a child, right? Ever since I was a kid, I've always been in the cars. And I would love to sit back and put off certain things so that I could build my car, right? And I would have that, and I would have, like, that satisfaction of building my car. But obviously things come before that. But I'm in a position now to where, like, I can make the money to then, you know what I'm saying, build those cars. But it's like, I think people see things on Instagram and they see, you know, Elvis from Stance Nation, like, he's buying R32, R33, NSX, S13, and they're just like, oh, well, if I had this amount of money, then I would do this, or if I had this amount of money, if I was balling, I would be like that. But it's like, yo, you have to work for that. And, you know, besides, like, all of the car things, and people have to start somewhere. And in my instance, like, I started at a minimum wage job. I started working at Office Depot, and I was making $7.25 an hour once I got out of the military. And I had to work my way up into the situation that I'm in now. And I still want to go beyond that and eventually, like, become independent and have my own business and make my own decisions and be able to have the time to build my car instead of having to work on the weekends. Like, that'd be something that I do full time. I would love to get there, but, like, it's all a process, and you can't, and no amount of money can help you understand that process, you know. And I think that when it comes to the car community, everybody is so hard up on getting instant gratification, and they want to be, oh, look what I built, and they want to get on Instagram, and their whole Instagram identity is based around the car that they are deeply in debt with, you know, and they don't take care of themselves, and then, like, they sell the car and they just fade off into existence. And that's something that's all too familiar. in our community. Like, you see people who come in, they start off, the starter car for a while was the Scion FRS. People would come in, they would throw a Rocket Bunny kit on the FRS and put some wheels on it, and the whole situation, the whole identity would be based around that car. And they would have the perception that they had a lot of money and that they were just doing things, but it's like, this isn't for them. And if it's not for you, then that's cool. You just need to recognize that. And you just have to recognize your purpose. And I know, like, even with people in, like, the hypercar scene, it's like people, like, you see people who do, like, this crazy amount of shit, right? And it's like, you sit back and you wonder, like, why are you doing this? Like, what is your purpose? Like, are you chasing? What are you chasing? And, like, you see these people, like, they buy and sell these cars so much, and they're like, oh, well, I don't fucking care. They give you that I don't care attitude. They post some vlogs on YouTube. They think they're the shit. And then it's like, they just fade away. You know, people go on, they do giveaways, and, you know, they want to be a pro drifter, and they realize that they get in over the head, and this ain't what they want to do, and they just fade away. The whole drift channel, the whole build channel just turns into something completely different, because this wasn't for them, and this didn't make them happy, and they weren't happy before this, and they thought that cars would make them happy, or the money that came with sponsorships and all of that stuff would make them happy, and that's not the case. And I think that we have to stop getting ahead of ourselves and thinking that money is the answer to all of our problems. Like, money is the answer to some of our problems. It's the answer to our debt. But I think, like, within you have to recognize, like, what you're good at and what your purpose is. And if going to the track isn't your thing, then it's not your thing. Like, if building a 600 horsepower 2JZ and dropping it in 240 isn't your thing, then it's not your thing. Like, if you just enjoy cars and you just want to drive, then, you know, you need to recognize that, and ain't nothing wrong with that. And I think we got to stop allowing Instagram and people's highlight reels to dictate how we feel about this thing in the car community and in life in general. Like, we got to stop allowing, you know, everybody else's voice to dictate how we feel and how we move. It's like, we're already on the chopping block as it is. Like, people, like, we're like, this isn't gonna last. Like, car guys, like, we're gonna have to evolve, and we're gonna have to, you know, learn a new skill. We're gonna have to learn electric cars. Like, it is what it is. I don't like it any more than anybody else. It sucks. It's frustrating because we're being forced to adopt something that we don't want to do. But it's like, if it's in you, then it's in you. If it's not, then it's not. And don't let the Instagram fame and YouTube subscribers convince you that it is, that this is for you. Like, it's, because it's not. And, you know, maybe if somebody did give you $30 million, you would be happy and you would just buy everything. Then so be it. But I don't believe so. I believe that you have to understand who you are and live with yourself and learn to live with yourself and be okay with you before you think that money is going to solve all of your problems in life, and money is going to solve your car issues, and buying a car is going to make you cool. Because if you start to think that, oh, well, I'm cool because I have people putting flame emojis in my comment section, then, like, you've already failed, and you failed in more ways than one. And that's a sad downfall. You don't want to be that person where all you worry about is, like, the amount of money you make, and you trying to look like a rapper online, and you trying to be cool, look what I got, and you throwing it in people's face. And if you broke, just say that. Like, I think we got to stop with that type of stuff, man. And that's not the message, or that's not the message, and that's not the image I want to portray with my work and my purpose and the things that I want to put out in the world. And so maybe this is like a public service announcement to anybody who's listening. Mad Bummer Racing isn't going to put out that type of energy. Like, we're going to be I'm just a super chill person. Anybody who knows me know I'm just a super chill person. Like, yo, I'm going to build what I like. And if you don't like it, then fuck you. Because I know who I am. I'm not building things for Instagram followers. I'm not building things for YouTube subscribers or podcast sponsors and all that type of stuff. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Because at the end of the day, I just want to do what I want to do. Like, I'm going to build a car that makes me happy. And, you know, I think that a lot of people will portray that idea that they're just building the car that makes them happy. But if you were building a car that makes you happy, why in the world would everybody have a Scion FRS? Like, it just doesn't make any sense, right? Like, if you were building the car that made you happy, why did you sell it? You know what I'm saying? Like, if this was what it was, then it's like, why did you, like, what is the purpose? Like, if this is in you, why is your channel, why you shoot, why all of a sudden now you switch to being a firearms instructor? You know what I'm saying? And so it's just frustrating. And maybe this is just like my personal frustrations with certain YouTubers and vloggers and things like that. And wanting to stay, not necessarily relevant, but wanting to create content that's relevant to my, or that's relatable in a way, right? Because I think it's easy for a lot of us to get off into a space where we just create content that isn't relatable to our audience anymore, right? Like, it's cool to buy nice things, like you have, like your business is doing well, and you know what I'm saying, you making money, and you know, you want to have a nicer car. But I think for me, I want to stay true to who I am and like what's relatable to me, because like I'll stop watching and listening and paying attention to certain people because like their content just won't be relatable in a sense, right? And so it's easy to go down the road of I'm gonna buy an exotic car now, and all of a sudden it's like you watch a YouTube video and it's like I have nothing in common with this person. Like this is no longer entertaining to me, because like I can't afford a McLaren, I can't afford a Ferrari, like I can't afford, you know what I'm saying, all these type of cars. And I think like I believe you should do what you want to do, but I believe that like for me, I want to stay as a relatable person. Like I still want to be that person where like if somebody recognizes me on the street, I still want them to be like, yo, like what's up, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? I still want to be that person, and I think I'll always be that person, but I don't want to get too big and get caught up in my own hype to where like I become like this celebrity figure, like every, you know, and start like, well, I got too much money to deal with this or all of that type of stuff. And I know like sometimes like it's inevitable for certain people to get to a certain point where, you know, you have to focus on like what's going on. But it's like for some people, like that money changes them, or actually it doesn't change them, but it just shows you more of who they were. And it was just the problems around them made them relatable because we all had the same problems. But now it's like they become bigger than what they thought they would. And now, you know, they don't know who they are, or they're explaining who they are, and it's just not relatable. And it leads to like mental health issues and people going crazy and, you know, things like that. It's like some people can't handle that success. And, you know, again, money doesn't buy happiness. And if you don't know what makes you happy, then a car is definitely not it, especially with the physical toll and the financial toll that this hobby takes on a lot of people. It's like, I mean, we all know it takes a lot of money and a lot of effort and a lot of time to put these cars together and to crash them and to rebuild and to, you know, if you're trying to go like a professional way, then you're trying to get sponsorships and, you know, you're trying to get people to help financially to help you get to the next level. Excuse me. And it can be a lot to deal with. And on top of that, like you're trying to create a persona, you're trying to create a character that's not truly who you are. And it's like some people get hot, they get white hot, and they just fizzle out real quick. And you know, it's the same way in music. It's like those one hit wonders, or those guys that, you know, they make like a hit every now and then, and like they fizzle out, and it's like, you know, maybe this ain't for you. Maybe you should be over there being an electrician, or you know what I'm saying? Like, you should be doing something else. Like, maybe cars isn't your thing. Like, if you're trying to gain fame off of this and you're trying to make money, then maybe you're in this for the wrong reasons. And so, I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe that's just how that goes for me. And maybe I might be ranting. If I am, let me know. Please, I'll stop. I won't make another one like this. But I just wanted to say that, and I felt like it was super necessary to say that in this format, to have everybody understand that, you know, there's no amount of money that will make you or me in this sense happy, right? I'm good where I'm at right now. I'm good with my family. I'm good with my wife. I'm not happy personally with my car, but I'm not happy with my car for reasons I think we all can understand. Like, it's extremely frustrating, like, building a car, and like, I get overwhelmed at times where I look at it and I'm just like, this is a lot of work, and like, I don't have a list, and like, I need a list and a chart, and I need to see everything I need to do so that I can focus on one task at a time. And I'll soon get there, and I'll share that with you all on the blog, and I'll probably make a YouTube channel, a Mad Bummer Racing YouTube channel, and I put all of my old videos on that channel, all the car videos on that channel, and then we'll just go from there with, like, well, you know, with like a vlog maybe once or twice, you know, however long, however frequent we want to do that. But the goal is to stay true to me, right? And that's what I'm going to do. And no amount of money will change that. And everything that you see, everything that you hear will be me. It will be authentically me. Like, I'm not going to change because I made a certain amount of money, or if I ever make a certain amount of money, like, yo, we going to be like this forever. We going to ride till the wheels fall off. And, you know, that's just the attitude I have. And, you know, to go back to the beginning, like, I think it's a great thing for that entity, that 100 Thieves company, to have put that out there like that, and to show people that regardless of how much money you have, whether it's in gaming, in life, in business, whatever the case may be, like, you still have to be you at the end of the day. And I think, like, if you're listening and you're like, man, this dude know what he talking about, he's just rambling, like, yo, like, think about it. Think about who you are. At the end of the day, like, take away everything that you got going on in life, strip all that away, and just sit back and be like, what am I doing? Like, just think about it. Like, yo, what am I doing? Why am I here? Like, why am I doing this? Like, it might be your job, it might be your relationship, it might be your relationship with your parents, your girl, your whoever, your partner, whatever the case may be. Like, sit back and just be like, yo, like, what, like, is this really what I want to do? Like, is this really who I am? And just think about that for a second. And if this shit don't make you happy, like, if this hobby isn't helping you in any way, isn't like relieving some sort of stress, isn't, you know, scratching some sort of creative itch, or whatever the case may be, and you like, man, I really wanted to go and do this, like, I really wanted to go, you know, paint, or I really wanted to go and, like, you know, go hunt or go hiking, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case, whatever that might be, that you think, like, yo, like, I'm like, I really don't want to be here, then stop that shit. Like, that person over there who you always arguing with, who you really don't like or love, yo, fuck that, man, because ain't no amount of money gonna make that shit go away. So maybe just a bit of food for thought. And maybe this is what this podcast was for me. Just a bit of food for thought. Like, something that I was thinking about. And so, when it comes to racing, you know, we'll get to that. We'll get there. Maybe I got some things I want to do on the car first. I figured out I think I figured out a way to get my engine out as well. So I don't have an engine hoist, but I do have a floor jack. And I could just drop my engine out from the bottom when I take the front subframe out, because I want to do that anyway. And so that might be the route I'll go with that, now that I think about it. But that's all I got for today. And if you don't like it, I won't make another one like this. But thank y'all for listening.